This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
We have three journalism teachers in the building today, so let's talk about the challenges of teaching journalism at a time when the media landscape is rapidly changing. Or is it a challenge, Jasmine?
I would say it's a challenge. A lot of students are looking into programs and asking themselves one question: what's going to get me rich and famous in some regards? So they sometimes, when they do enroll in our programs, they believe that's what's going to happen. And it's kind of a shock to their system when they realize that, well, it's probably not going to happen the way they think it is. So teaching them that it's a lot of hard work and they're not going to immediately shoot to New York City is something that, you know, we have to make, you know, at least a realistic view of what we do.
We have maybe a slightly different student that comes into the journalism classes. I don't know if it's the nature of television where you get it's not so much that people want to become rich necessarily. They understand that print journalism is not a place to get rich. They want jobs, period. And, of course, as you talk about the media landscape, that's somewhat of the challenge because they see all the layoffs the last, you know, 7-8 years, et cetera. I think the one positive is that if you're coming out of school and you don't make much money, there actually are quite a few opportunities for you. But you're going to, just like you're saying, you're going to start at the bottom. You're going to work hard. And they're going to burn you out in your first couple of jobs. Lisa and I had a student recently who just changed jobs after 1 year, who was an editor of a small newspaper, and she took a job at another smaller, well, bigger newspaper, mostly because she was tired of 60-hour weeks. And that's, you know, that's the reality of journalism. And so I think that's what you try to impress. Like, if you want to do this, it's a calling, mm-hmm. more than it is a job necessarily. But be prepared to work hard and work long hours.
She was only working 60 hours a week.
Well, maybe it was on a good week.
Yeah, I agree that it is a calling. You have to pay your dues, and that's something that's been true for a long time. And mm-hmm. I think it gets a little more comfortable,
definitely.
As you get more established. But there's a lot of debate about the value of a journalism degree these days with the industry, and it's in such a huge transition, and nobody knows where it's going. And a lot of newsrooms have downsized because of the double whammy of, you know, everything migrating to the internet, and in print anyway, advertising has declined on the print side, and that's where newspapers make their money anyway, and loss of subscribers, and then also the recession hurt advertising dollars. So It's a time of great change, and I've had nervous parents ask me, well, what's going to happen in 4 years if you major in journalism? Are they going to, how many of your students get jobs? And that's a worry, because there are fewer reporting jobs now. Where the growth is in public relations. There's way more demand for people to work in public relations right now than in journalism. I think the ratio is there are 4 PR jobs for every journalism job.
Yeah, and that's the shame, because we don't need more people going into PR. We don't need more spin doctors out there. We need more people working as reporters and trying to uncover the truth. I saw a post, a Facebook post from Vince Duffy, the news director of Michigan Radio. And he said 10 years ago, a lot of student reporters wanted to be sports reporters. Now they want to be entertainment reporters, is what he's seeing today. Are any of you seeing something similar, or some other sort of change over the last 5 or 10 years?
I'd say about 10 years ago, when I was in Las Vegas and I was teaching at UNLV, I did notice there was a huge interest in entertainment news, entertainment reporting, and I think mostly I thought that was because of the location. Mm-hmm. But, nowadays I am seeing people who want to be the next Oprah Winfrey, and while I totally understand that, and sure, who wouldn't want to be, that is something that is not going to happen their first year out of college.
I would agree. The other thing I did want to mention, a lot of times what I try to encourage students is actually to go see your department.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best thing that a student who, you know, and you tell this to parents too, who wants to get involved in journalism is to try to have as much training as possible. And that means broadcasting as well as print, as well as learning how to, you know, edit video. I mean, all of those things. And so I think the best way that a student can really train themselves and position themselves for a position in the journalism field is to try to get as broad a background as possible.
And Jasmine, as you'll know from the times I've spoken to your classes over the last few years, I sort of tell them the same thing. I say, go write for the Western Courier for a semester or two to get some of that experience, as well as don't just get experience in front of the camera. Learn some of the skills behind the camera, because a lot of times in the television industry, those are the jobs where they're really looking for someone. Everybody wants to be the big star on camera, but if you're willing to set aside your ego a little bit, I think you can get a job and perhaps even a better paying job doing some of the behind the scenes tasks.
I totally agree. I think you can't just confine your journalism education to the classroom. I mean, the classroom is a good place to try out your skills and read and learn about journalism, but the ones who are our students who are really getting jobs right away are the ones who are writing for the Courier, who are working for the campus TV station and getting lots of practical experience, because that's what editors want to see. I had a student who was up for a job at a little newspaper in up in Northern Illinois, and the editor called me up for a reference, and she said, you know, we really like this student, and she did great in school, but she never did any writing for the student paper, so I'm kind of hesitating here about hiring her. And she ended up taking a chance on her, and I'm glad she did, and it worked out. But you know, that kind of put her in a risky position, not having that experience.
Oh, that definitely is true. The more that you can learn how to, I mean, come an intern with Rich. you know,
yes.
The more that anyone can do to get that radio, television, broadcasting, editing, and writing experience, you know, and layout, and website, you know, the better you are equipped to go out and get a job.
And is this different than what any of you would have recommended 5, 10 years ago?
Definitely.
Totally.
you know, when I was going to school, you were considered, I took photos and wrote. That was like being, you know, ooh, you got two skills. You can shoot, you know, 35mm black and white pictures, develop them, and you can write stories. You know, now that's nothing. You know, with smartphones, you can shoot video, you can shoot pictures. You know, the skills you have to have there's much more demand for more skills than when I came out of school.
I often tell my students this story about when I was a reporter at the State Journal Register. I was not allowed to take photos. I was a reporter, and that was it.
That's right.
And if a photographer couldn't come with me to travel to a story, then tough, there's no picture. Which is kind of silly if you think about it. But anyway, now it's totally different. They want everybody doing everything. The reporters are shooting video, taking pictures, doing audio clips. So it's a totally different industry now.
And Lisa, since this is your final show, we'll allow that to be the final word for today. Thanks for being on the panel the past couple years.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.